Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to bring something to you today. If you have your Bible, Jeremiah wrote in the book of Lamentations, starting in chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him." And I want to talk to you today about how faithful God is. Great is thy faithfulness, is what the Bible said. And in the world that we live, Jeremiah, this was written around the time when the northern 10 tribes have already gone into captivity in 722 BC. And there were only two tribes remaining, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, referred to as Judah. And it was during this time that God called Jeremiah to be a prophet. He was around 21 years old, and he prophesied for about 50 years. So during this time, he was the weeping prophet. He would weep over Israel. He would weep over their condition. God was chastening them because of their sin. And eventually, the temple was destroyed and burned, and it's a lot of people believe that's when this was written. So a lot of this parallels to what is going on in our world today. We see there's a lot of turmoil, there's a lot of violence, there's a lot of corruption, and we know that in the midst of it all, God is faithful. God is never going to disappoint anybody. The Bible says, I have other scripture I'd like to just read. It says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it." So no matter what an individual is going through, God will never put on us more than we can bear. Why? Because God is faithful. There's other scriptures that I'd like to just read today. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." The New International Version says, "The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." So whatever God has called you to do, whatever, just God will give you the ability, the power to do. God will equip you, prepare you, protect you, provide for you. He'll never lead you or forsake you. Why? Because God is faithful. And perhaps you have dealt with people that say they're going to do something and then they don't keep their word. Perhaps you've been hurt by someone that has said they were going to do something and then they did not do their part of the bargain or the deal. But God is not like that. God keeps all of his promises. And if God said that he's going to do something, you can rest assured that he is going to do it. The Bible says there's no searching of his understanding, and his ways are past finding out. Isaiah 55, verse 8, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So when God says something is going to happen, God sees the end from the beginning. He is not just here now, he is in the past, the present, the future. He sees the end from the beginning. His ways, his thoughts are far above our ways and our thoughts. I like a scripture here that Paul wrote in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, Paul wrote, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." And notice verse 3, it says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." So even in the midst of whatever Paul was telling to the Thessalonians, similar to Jeremiah, in the midst of whatever the trial, the situation, always remember that God is faithful and he's able to establish you. And there's other scriptures. Paul wrote in Romans 16:25, not to him that is a power to establish you, according to my gospel. And Peter wrote something similar. He said in 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Paul wrote in the book of Hebrews 13:20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And Paul wrote at the end of his life, 2 Timothy 4:18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. So we know that God is faithful. Paul also wrote in 2 Timothy 2:11, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer or endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not or are faithless, yet he abideth faithful, or he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. The psalmist wrote that this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. In Psalm 48:14, the psalmist wrote in Psalm 36:5, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches under the clouds. So there should be no question in our mind of how totally, totally faithful that our God is. Every promise, everything that God has ever said in his word, he is not only able to perform, but understand that he will perform it. Why? Because he is so very, very faithful. Closing this here today, I just want to read some more passages and talk to you a little bit more about if you're discouraged. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 30:6, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So if you feel discouraged, what do you need to do? Encourage yourself in the promises of God. The Bible is filled with them. If things are going bleak for you and it looks like you can't make it, open up that book and look at the promises and read it out loud to God. Read it to yourself. Put it in your heart. Think about it. Meditate on it. Remind yourself of it. Encourage yourself. There's many things that you can think about in the Bible. The Bible says in Psalm 68:19 that God daily loads us with his benefits. The Bible says in Psalm 84:11 that God will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. We read it, the Lord's mercies are new every morning in Lamentations 3:22-23. So if you had a bad day yesterday or you had a bad week, you can have a good day today. You can have a good week. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that God has made everything beautiful in his time. It says in James 1:17 that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So it cometh down refers to something that is continually coming down. God does not give his gifts sporadically or sparingly. He continually and freely gives good gifts. This is God's nature, and God's nature will never change. God will never leave us nor forsake us. It's not only found in Hebrews 13:5, but it's found in the Old Testament. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. David looked up and Solomon looked horizontally. And in this day and hour we live, We have got to look up. We have got to look to the Lord from whence cometh our help, and understand that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And God has given us power over all the power of the enemy. Every principality, every power of darkness is subject to the name of Jesus. And the most exciting thing ever happened to me was to be a part of God's church. It is the best deal I ever got. It is the best deal anybody can ever get. And I encourage you just to have a good day and be a light. Talk to someone about how great God is and invite them to church. And I pray you have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Thank you. How do you stop this?